T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right. So, you know, for decades, we've tried to pry children away from the television, right?
Yes.
Go outside. Run around. Don't get fat. Well, this may finally work out, right?
Uh-oh.
You literally cannot put your precious little snowflakes in front of the television because there's virtually nothing they can watch that will not offend, that will not carry some message that is in some way inappropriate.
That depends on your point of view of the world, though.
Well, yes, it does. Okay, this out of Hollywood. Here we go. Do you see this actress, Kristen Bell, says she's not going to allow her children, Lincoln and Delta, who are 5 and 3, to watch Snow White. Are you ready for this? Why?
Oh, boy. Why
do you hear this?
I got something about snowflakes.
And she's not joking. This is not a joke. Because in Snow White, there is kissing without consent. Do you remember when the witch poisoned her and knocked her out?
Yeah, that's
the whole point of the thing. Yeah, and he comes in, the prince, and he kisses her. So remember, the only way that she can be woken up is with a kiss from her true love.
Okay, would she be opposed to mouth-to-mouth resuscitation if she passes out? And
wow, I don't know. As I often say at these times, we have to look for moral guidance because it changes so quickly what is and is not morally acceptable. I would just call down the Democrat Party headquarters and ask them what would be appropriate. Yeah. They'll tell you.
Yeah.
And if you get it wrong, they'll just be calling for you to be fired anyway. So you'll hear from them either way. She says, don't you think it's weird that the prince kisses Snow White without her permission? Because you cannot kiss someone if they're sleeping. She's afraid her son, Lincoln, will get the wrong idea. He was saving her. She was poisoned. Did you not watch the first half of the movie?
Exactly. I mean, this is taken out of context here.
I'm sorry. I got so upset. I just knocked my stand over. I know. My live read.
Snow White. Isn't that Elizabeth Warren's new nickname?
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. The Elizabeth Warren memes out there. Just to die for. I mean, I just was sitting there roaring, reading the internet this morning.
John from Lyman sent us one, the email yesterday, and I love one of the names he had for Liawatha.
Yeah.
I had not heard that one. That was very good.
There's a new one, Pocahonky. No, I love this one.
Oh, gosh.
There's another one going around. It's a picture of Nikki Haley, right? She's got her thumbs up, and it's 100% Indian.
Yes, she is. It's the Asian kind, not the American kind.
Right.
But either way, she's 100%.
Yeah, and there's another one of her in an Indian, like Asian Indian headdress with a red dot on her forehead. And it says, I think there has been a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this one of, it shows Trump as the host at a hotel. And it's Pocahontas. And she says, it's a restaurant. I'd like a table. No. Trump says, why not? Elizabeth Warren says. And he says, you don't have a reservation?
Yeah, it took me a while to get that one. And then I was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
You know, I had this thought, and I meant to mention this yesterday. You were talking about the cultural appropriation of the little girl that was wearing the Chinese dress.
Yeah.
My son has, when he was in Clemson, one of his best friends at Clemson was Indian. And it's a family that lives over in Spartanburg, and this guy's now a doctor. He recently got married, and they had a traditional Indian wedding. He married another, he's like a first-generation Indian here. His parents from India, and they immigrated here, and he grew up in South Carolina. You talk to him, he just sounds like just any other folks from here. And married this beautiful young lady from India as well that was pretty much the same situation. Now, my son was in their wedding. They had a traditional Indian wedding. He wore my son, very white guy, wore a traditional Indian suit and outfit for the wedding, for what the Indian males wear in weddings. Was that cultural appropriation?
Well, see, now, okay, did he get consent in writing?
From
the bride.
Well, actually, the groom paid for the outfit.
Okay, I think he's going to have to be very careful to put that on the internet. right? Because, I mean, if you are not a card-carrying member of the left, you cannot culturally appropriate.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You can't. But, I mean, if you are a card-carrying member of the left, then you can, you know, you totally can culturally appropriate, and you can destroy the lives of random Americans who appear on Twitter culturally appropriating as long as they're white. Does that make sense?
I can guarantee you that my son is not a card-carrying member of the left.
Yeah, see, so he better be careful with that. You just don't know. I mean, that was the irony of the whole thing, Lee, is that they tried to destroy her. This was not a girl seeking any more attention than the...
No.
I mean, every girl, it looks the most beautiful when she goes to prom. I mean, that and her wedding day. And so every girl puts a picture of herself in her prom dress online. Okay, this is what everybody does. This girl was vilified, destroyed. I mean, the New York Times covered it, the Washington Post. She didn't ask for any of that. Demanding an apology from her, and yet these same outlets are not demanding an apology from Elizabeth Warren.
Exactly.
That is the irony, and it shows you that the left does not...
It's the hypocrisy of the whole situation.
They don't believe anything they say about cultural appropriation. This is just a way to intimidate white people into shutting up in the political arena, because majorities of white people are not on their side. And so this is just another way to lob... grenades at them. Okay, listen to this. The New York Times is now doing these articles. Why many Native Americans are angry with Elizabeth Warren? They're trying to explain, because they're baffled as to why Indians would be mad at Ms. Warren for what is an actual legitimate case of cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we get this when it's done in the military, stolen valor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have laws against it. You can't just go, lie and falsify and claim you were in battle or whatever. You weren't even in the military. We get it then, all right? So here we go. Listen to this paragraph, okay? This is almost like another language now that the left is speaking. And they're quoting Dr. Tall Bear, a member of the Sisseton, Wahpeton, Oyati tribe in South Dakota. Okay. And so when someone like Ms. Warren emphasizes, listen to this, undocumented lineage... Okay.
Like,
we don't now. So we don't just have undocumented immigrants now. We have undocumented lineage, which, they make it sound like, well, you had the documents, but you just lost them. If you could just be given a little more time to find the documents, your American citizenship, your birth papers, you'd totally be American, right?
Yeah.
Like you lost. No, you didn't lose your documents. You never had them. That's why you're undocumented. Anyway, so when somebody like Ms. Warren emphasizes undocumented lineage, we've now coined a new term. Undocumented lineage over tribal citizenship criteria. What they're telling us, listen to this, is they are privileging non-indigenous definitions of being indigenous. That makes sense now?
That's great.
They are privileging, this is the New York Times tying itself in knots trying to defend Elizabeth Warren. They are privileging non-indigenous definitions of being indigenous.
Oh, boy. I'm impressed with that.
Right. So that's a different thing than white privilege, even though the woman in this case, Elizabeth Warren, doing it is white because she's a leftist. And so she doesn't count as white. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not. So they say they are privileged. They don't say they are white privileging because she doesn't count as white. They are privileging non-Indigenous definitions of being Indigenous. And she just simply has undocumented lineage. Okay, the term, look for this term, because this is good. This is going to be with us for a while. Undocumented lineage.
Yeah. That's great.
Which is, it's like what I played for you, yesterday with NBC News, with this fool trying to explain. See, the thing is, as people of color, we don't really have any documented lineage because of miscegenation laws and all of that. And I'm like, dude. Have you seen an Ancestry commercial lately?
Really. Yeah.
3% African. You haven't seen that. Okay, you might want to turn on your television more. Listen to this. They tore the prom dress girl apart. But Elizabeth Warren?
A lot of black and brown people in this country do not have the data to prove where they come from. Partly that's because of slave records that weren't dated, but secondly, because of miscegenation law. So the concept of quantifying culture, that is a white and majority concept. For a lot of us had to rely as a black person of mixed.
Wait. So if you are asking Elizabeth Warren to prove her lineage, which is like 99.9% white, you are a racist. I love this. Okay, and then here's, I love this clip so much yesterday, I saved it, Lee. Megyn Kelly body slamming her.
On oral tradition to know where we were from. But so she's not saying I used this and acknowledging.
She's not saying she used it, but she did.
No, but acknowledging who you are isn't using who you are.
It is when you are touted as the first Native American professor at Harvard Law School and you're not Native American.
She understood she was Native American.
That's not good enough. It's like we ripped on a woman not long ago, a young high school girl, for wearing a prom dress that was kimono style, saying she was guilty of cultural appropriation. That is what people on the left told us. You're not allowed to appropriate anybody's dress or culture.
Was that her culture?
Native American. Elizabeth Warren is out there representing that she's got a heritage that at best is probably similar to most Americans in this country, none of whom checked the box.
Check the box. I love it. Parents are going to actually have to start entertaining kids because they're not going to be able to watch television anymore, not at the rate we're going. Okay, so it starts with this. Kristen Bell, the voice of the Princess Anna in Frozen, Chris reminded me at the break, says that she loves reading to her children, Lincoln and Delta, but that she will not let them watch Snow White. Snow White about to be banned. This will catch on. Because she thinks Snow White tells kids the wrong message about strangers and consent. Wait, what? Yep. She's particularly offended by the fact that the prince in Snow White kissed Snow White without her consent. Because remember, she was knocked out. Here's what she says. Every time we close Snow White, I look at my girls and I ask, don't you think it's weird that Snow White didn't ask the old witch why she needed to eat the apple or where she got that apple? I say, I would never take food from a stranger, would you? And they're like, no. And then she says, don't you think it's weird that the prince kisses Snow White without her permission? Because you cannot kiss someone if they're sleeping. Well, like Lee said, I mean, you wouldn't want to give them mouth to mouth if they've been knocked out by poison. Jeez. Okay. The prince is saving her. She was poisoned. The only way she can be revived. I mean, it's not like he went in there and snuck a kiss because he was drunk. Okay. That did not happen in Snow White. None of us would like that if it did. He did it to save her. Oh, God. Forget it. Forget it. It gets worse. No, it's worse. So Keira Knightley, remember her? Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. So she goes on Ellen and says this about her 3.5-year-old daughter.
How old is she now?
She's now 3.5.
And she's banned from seeing certain children's movies, right?
Yeah.
What are they?
Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Banned. Because, you know, she waits around for a rich guy to rescue her. Don't rescue yourself,
right. Obviously.
Right. And this is the one that I'm quite annoyed about because I really like the film, but Little Mermaid. I mean, the songs are great, but do not give your voice up for a man. Hello. Wow. Oh, so yes.
Well, no, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Now, if you are familiar with the storyline of The Little Mermaid, and let me assure you I am. I think I watched it, I don't know, 555 times over about a year. At least that. My daughter loved that movie. She gave up her legs, or she gave up her voice in exchange. She got legs. She wanted to get out of the ocean because the man she loved was on the shore, and she could not be with him if she didn't give up the voice. But she got something in exchange. She got legs. Okay, we can laugh about how absurd this is that we ban a movie for this, for a reason like this. But what is the underlying message here? Especially with this whole Ariel thing in the movie and The Little Mermaid. What is the message here? Don't compromise ever for a man. Don't give it all in a relationship. He's got to do all the giving. You're the princess. That is not a recipe for successful relationships at all. You know, I mean, if you're going to make it from the beginning to the end of a marriage, tell me if I'm wrong here. You're going to have to give a lot. You're going to have to do a lot of things you don't want to do. And that's on both sides. It's a partnership. It works both ways. And that's the message here. I mean, they are bastardizing this. This is a beautiful proposition in the movie, Little Mermaid. She loved him so much, she gave up her voice and became a human. It's selfless giving. That's what it was. It was a story of love and how you give up what matters most to you for somebody that you love, not just because he's a guy. What is this? It's the same old liberal message. This is why liberal women end up alone. You ever seen? I know so many older, childless liberal women. I do. They end up alone. And part of the problem is that they date liberal men who have been just infused and marinated in this crap. I mean, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but that's the way it is. It is. I swear. They are too self-centered to have a relationship. Well, I'd have to actually give a little. Yeah, you have to. Two people can't live together forever without massive compromise. I mean, you could be sharing a bank account, a home. I mean, think how hard it is just to get along with a roommate. How many of those relationships didn't work out for you? Just a roommate you moved in with. Well, now you're not only roommates, you're sharing a bank account. You're trying to figure out how to raise kids. You got all of that other personal stuff you got to compromise on, too. I mean, here's an example. I don't like scary movies. I hate scary movies. They don't make me comfortable. Chris, you've seen me go to a haunted house, right? Do I look like I'm having a good time?
You were clearly uncomfortable at the
haunted
house.
I'm miserable. I hate to be scared. And yes, okay, I know it's not real, but I have a hard time keeping that front and center in my mind, all right? It's just a thing with me. And almost every time we go to a movie, I end up forgetting myself and screaming. It's embarrassing. But what am I doing tomorrow? I am going to see the movie. What is it? I don't even know. What is it, Halloween, that's out now? The new one?
I think the Halloween remake is coming out soon.
Okay.
Probably this weekend.
Yeah, here.
I
okay,
paid
yes.
Attention to the calendar.
Halloween. It's the big remake. My husband is like a little kid over this. He loves these movies. He is so excited to go see it. He cannot wait. He already purchased the tickets and picked where we're going to sit off the seating chart. This is how exciting he is. Do I want to go to this movie? No, I do not want to go to this movie. Am I dreading this movie? Okay, yeah, a little bit. What am I doing? I'm going to the movie because I don't want him to have to go alone to something he's so excited about. That's marriage. And he's done stuff like that for me so many times I've lost count.
It's understandable. You know, I feel like it should be pointed out that Ariel does not give her voice up to Eric. She gives her voice up to an evil woman, to Ursula.
Good point. And what was that woman demanding that of another woman, right? There you go. So just ban... See, this is such a liberal reaction too, Chris. Just ban the movie. Ban it. Nope. Ban it. Nope. Can't see it. Black. Why not have a conversation with your daughter in which you impart whatever crazy moral, you know, ideas that you have? Why not use it for that? Why? Oh, we're so scared she'll see that. She might see that and have her own mind and her own opinion. No, have a debate with her. Why ban? This is the left is doing. Ban everything.
You know, it could be. You could make the argument that Keira Knightley also played a Disney princess. She was in Pirates of the Caribbean. Live action, to be sure, but still a Disney movie. I'm sensing a Disney princess free-for-all here.
Yeah, with breast enhancements because she was too flat-chested. You ever seen the before and afters? Yeah, see there? She got long. I mean, who is she to even judge?
No comment.
Yeah, you better not, Chris. You bet. No, you can't. No, you're a white male. You'll never win, no matter what you say. Texter writes, according to Larry the Cable Guy, this story is called Snow Caucasian. Not Snow White. It's not right now, but they may make rules by tomorrow that that's what you have to call it. Texter writes, the mistake you are making, Tara, is assuming actors are saying anything worth listening to. All right, duly noted. Texter writes, Kristen Bell should be more concerned about her daughter seeing of some of the magazine covers that she has posed for. Oh, score! Than about Snow White. Talk about objectifying women, shaking my head. Texter writes, doesn't she get her voice back when he demonstrates his love for her? She does, but I think she did. Can she still sing, Chris? I can't remember. After the 400th time I tuned that movie out, I don't even know.
It's easy to do when you have small children.
Wait till your daughter gets old enough.
Yes, she does. He expresses her love. That was the deal that she made with Ursula, was that if Ariel can convince Eric to fall in love with her, even without her voice, that she will get it back.
Right. So there you go. If you're tuning in going, wait, what? Okay, Kristen Bell has said she won't let her daughters watch Snow White because the prince kisses her when she's knocked out without her permission. It's not because he's trying to get a little something because he's drunk. Oh, gosh. No, she got poisoned by the witch. Oh, forget it. It's too hard. Texter writes about I hate horror movies. I can't stand them. They freak me out. They scare me. They don't leave me feeling good at all. Texter writes, I'm the same way, Tara. I hate to be scared so much that I don't even set an alarm clock. How does that work? If I had said alarm clock, I wouldn't be here. Texter rates. No, but I know what you mean. I know what this texter means. Texter rates. I bet. Oh, I bet if the Little Mermaid was in love with a woman, the left would be praising the movie. Yes, because they would be able to see the selflessness and wanting to be with someone so much that you give up your entire world. Remember, she had to come out of the water. She had it. She could. But she got something for trading her voice. She got legs. I mean, that's a pretty good trade off. I might take that if I were a mermaid. Forget it. Never mind. I'm not getting into this. Texter writes, so do these liberals also object to an EMT who does CPR without obtaining the patient's permission? Good point. Texter writes, in the medical world, we call it implied consent. If you're unconscious, we have an obligation to treat you under implied consent, kind of like Snow White. She needed a kiss from the prince to be saved. It is ridiculous. We have to explain it. And you know what? No, I get it. As I got the text, I don't even know who Kristen Bell is, so who cares? No, it's not about Kristen Bell. I don't care what she thinks either. It's just that this is going to be a thing, okay? This is running on a loop across all of these television stations. And so now it's going to get to be where, you know, in school they show kids movies, you know, to get them to sleep for nap time or just, you know, to chill time, whatever. It's all going to be banned. You're not going to be able to show it. There's going to be parents protesting when somebody shows it at a park movie night on the big screen. I mean, you know what this is? This is like book banning. This is what we do in our society now. It drives me crazy. And we do it to people, too, by the way. You become non-personed. I'm going to get into that with Roseanne in a minute. What we used to do in our society, controversial book, we would assign them in high school. And then we would debate them. That's the whole point of a book club. Now it's, ooh, he kissed her without her consent. That violates liberal doctrine. Bad dad movie banned. How about we watch it and discuss it? No, can't have anything that contradicts what I think or what I've decided I thought 5 minutes ago. Seen by anybody. This is how they are. Texter writes, on Pirates of the Caribbean, Knightley waits years for her husband. Really, I could not follow the plot line of that. I was so bored by it. I watched one of those and I can't even tell you what happened. Texter writes, no, Eric had to kiss Ariel. Remember the kiss the girl scene. Now I'm becoming confused with my Disney movies. Anyway, Texter writes, why isn't the evil female witch called on the carpet for the position she put the prince in? See, this is always how it goes. Exactly. You know, you could say, had that same tweet about, same text about Dianne Feinstein. Why isn't the evil female witch called on the carpet for the position she put blah, blah Ford in? Never mind. Texter writes, if they ban the Scarlet Letter from English reading, I'll protest because I had to read that god-awful garbage. It was god-awful. They could have told that story in like 5 pages and they dragged it out forever. I agree with that. Texter writes, Kathy Aru, this did not actually happen, did it? Kathy Aru argued on Tucker Carlson's show that one needs consent from an infant to change the diaper. Well, that'll get messy real fast. Texter writes, Tara, so another woman drugged a woman. So who was the original offender, not the man? Women hate other women. So said Paul. That's truth right there, Paul. And finally, Texter writes, yet, Tara, interesting they are ignoring all the cruelty done by women to other women in movies, witches, evil stepmothers, etc. Texter writes, Keira Knightley had it all wrong. Ariel traded her voice so that she could stand on her own 2 feet. Oh, yeah, good point. Isn't that empowering herself as a woman? Producer Chris and I were talking at the break about book banning. You were saying, you used to ban books. Films are the books of today. And YouTube videos, stuff like that. And this is like book banning, talking about, well, we can't watch Snow White anymore. There's something I disagree with it in there.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned book banning, and over history, lots of books have been banned for a variety of reasons. Somebody, I think, on the text line mentioned The Scarlet Letter, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird, Mark Twain, you know, classic examples, because there's something objectionable in them that you don't want people to read for whatever reason. And I just pointed out, and we've talked about this on the Upstate Pulse on the weekends, film is the literature of the 20th century.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
absolutely
the same kind of thing. If you're not going to let people watch particular movies because there's something objectionable in it. I mean, this is the kind of thing that they do in totalitarian countries. They ban movies and don't let the entire populace watch them because the ruler has decided that it's objectionable for whatever reason.
Rather than doing what we do in open societies, which is we all watch it and then we debate it with free and open debate and everybody gets to have an opinion, which is what the left used to support. I'm glad you brought up the book banning thing, Chris, because this is going on right now. And I didn't give this enough time yesterday because this is a huge, huge deal, what has just happened, because of the symbolism of it, what it represents. Mary Bono, do you know who she is? She was married to Sonny Bono. And remember, he got killed. He was a Congress member. He got killed in a skiing accident, ran into a tree. And then she took over for him. She's a Republican, right? Moderate one, but a Republican. Okay, so she's out of Congress now, and she took over as USA Gymnastics CEO. Okay, just this, she lasted 5 days. Because it was discovered the month before she took over, she had tweeted this. Can you imagine playing in a charity golf tournament, raising money for our nation's special forces operators and their families? Unfortunately, I had these shoes in my bag. She had a pair of black Nike shoes with a white Nike swish logo. Unfortunately, I had these shoes in my bag. Luckily, I had a marker in my bag, too. And it shows her taking a Sharpie and, coloring out the Nike. That's it. What is remarkable about her being forced to resign over this tweet, there's nothing racist in it. Nothing really politically correct in it. She's saying, listen, I'm deferring to special forces operators and their families. I'm opposed to Nike. I'm opposed to Colin Kaepernick. But she doesn't even say any of that. She doesn't even say that. She's just, coloring the logo. So, you are not allowed to destroy even a Nike logo, even a symbol of the left, or something that's become a symbol of the left, or you will have to resign. Do you realize what this represents? Because this, I was waiting for this to happen. This is the first one I know. If you can think of one, let me know. I may have missed it. Text line 71307. This is the first time I've ever seen somebody have to resign from something for disagreeing with the left. And that is exactly where they're going with political correctness. Not for saying something politically incorrect, not for saying something perceived to be racist, for disagreeing with the left. And she even puts a statement out saying, well, I hope the rest of my career will be remembered, not just this one tweet. No, don't apologize for it. You're not qualified to be seen in public if you don't like Nike? Are you kidding me?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.